Bolstering Canada's right to repair could shield it against U.S. tariffs and trade uncertainty. Canada's economy has long relied on open trade and cross-border supply chains. But as tariff threats and market protectionism rise from the United States under President Donald Trump, so do Canada's economic vulnerabilities. Although the risk of a trade war between Canada and the U.S. has been given a temporary reprieve, with Trump saying he will hold off on imposing tariffs for at least 30 days, the threat still looms large. What happens when crucial imports, farm machinery, medical devices, home appliances, become harder to access or more expensive? The current crisis has unveiled deep weaknesses and dependencies in Canada's economy. In 2023, 77% of Canada's exports went to the U.S., while nearly half of its imports came from its southern neighbor. For decades, this interdependence was viewed as a diplomatic success, but it's now clear that this has come with risks and vulnerabilities too. Political leaders across party lines recognize that Canada needs a plan for bolstering its economic resilience. This will require strengthening domestic manufacturing, expanding trade diversification, and building new diplomatic and economic alliances. But this plan must also develop workforce resilience, domestic capacity, and innovation right here at home. The solution lies in strengthening Canadians' right to repair the products and devices we rely upon. The right to repair is not just about environmental sustainability, it's a matter of economic resilience. It can increase the number of well-paying Canadian jobs and reduce Canada's dependence on unpredictable global markets. The right to repair. The right to repair movement seeks to ensure that consumers, businesses, and independent repair providers have access to parts, tools, information, and software needed to repair and maintain essential products, devices, and technologies. That means not only the smartphones in our pockets and the cars we drive to work, but also the machinery that harvests our food and the medical devices that hospitals rely on to save lives. Currently, much of this equipment is either imported or relies heavily on imported components. Canada's agricultural sector, for instance, heavily depends on machinery imports from the U.S. to maintain productivity and food security. This machinery is notoriously difficult to repair as the result of legal and technical restrictions. Canada's agricultural equipment industry is faced with the same challenges as independent repairers. A maintenance engineer checks a CT scanner machine. Similar vulnerabilities exist in the healthcare sector. Canada imports 70% of its medical devices, with nearly half coming from the U.S. Much like those servicing or using agricultural equipment, biomedical engineers across Canada face a range of technical, legal, and market barriers to keep devices online, pushing them into exclusive service contracts to keep devices working. Consumer devices and home appliances are also overwhelmingly imported into Canada, making them susceptible to tariffs and trade barriers, all with the potential to make Canada's cost of living crisis more dire than it already is. A path to economic resilience. The right to repair movement offers a way for Canada to reduce both its economic vulnerabilities and U.S. dependency. Extending the lifespan of products is crucial, not only for environmental sustainability and reducing waste, but also for strengthening the economy. It can also help communities be more resilient by supporting local businesses, creating jobs, and boosting productivity. Canada has made significant progress in advancing the right to repair in recent years. Bill C-59 introduced amendments to the Competition Act aimed at cracking down on manufacturers' refusal to provide independent businesses with the parts, tools, and information necessary for repair. And in 2024, Canada amended its Copyright Act to allow repairers to break digital locks used by manufacturers of digital goods to restrict access to repair and diagnostic information. But these are only the first steps in a full-fledged right to repair. More needs to be done to support the right to repair in Canada. Governments must step up. Canada's provinces need to strengthen consumer protection laws to ban planned obsolescence and oblige manufacturers to provide access to essential repair resources. Provinces should also prevent manufacturers from voiding warranties on products and devices that are repaired outside of authorized networks. Quebec has taken a leading role in this area, but interprovincial coordination will be crucial going forward. Extending the lifespan of products is crucial not only for environmental sustainability and reducing waste, but also for strengthening the economy. The federal government's job also remains unfinished. It needs to regulate repair restrictions in critical technology sectors like agriculture and healthcare by developing technical standards and minimum repairability requirements for equipment and devices that are purchased through public procurement processes. Canada is also in need of federal leadership in enacting a repairability index, which scores products and devices based on their ease of repair. Such an initiative would provide consumers with the information they need to make informed purchasing decisions. Advancing the right to repair is a cost-free policy move that will strengthen Canada's economy in an era of trade uncertainty. Unlike subsidy programs or industry bailouts, right to repair legislation focuses on consumers and independent businesses. By enabling workers and businesses to repair rather than replace, Canada can maximize the value of existing goods, reduce dependence on volatile global supply chains, and make the country more self-sufficient, all without added government spending.